Helping Hand Fridays is part of All Things Considered and at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Helping Hand tries to put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to folks with disabilities and others who are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about a program that our returning guest, Helping Hands Hawaii, have been involved in for some time. It's called Ready to Learn. It's an annual school supply drive for at-risk students through July 31st. There's a banking partner, American Savings Bank. They're going to be collecting some school supplies, monetary donations, June 11th through July 11th. People can also donate at the Helping Hands Hawaii location and online, and we'll learn more about the program and what's going on with the president and CEO of Helping Hands Hawaii, Jan Harada, who returns to Helping Hand now. Good to see you.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. In general, Helping Hands Hawaii does what?
We like to say we focus on three primary things. We help immigrants accessing basic life necessities by providing interpreters in 19 languages 24/7. We also have housing stabilization, something that Ready to Learn falls into, helping families through emergency situations. And then we have a whole third of our operation is what we call behavioral health services, mental health and addiction services for adults, most of whom are also struggling with poverty or homelessness, all at-risk, highly vulnerable populations.
How do you guys get the money?
Half of that is government. It's a combination of federal, state, county, and the rest, 30-something percent is fee-for-service, money that we generate on our own for our services. And then the rest are contributions, grants, a little bit of rental income from some office space that we rent out in our building.
People for this thing, they could do supplies if they wanted to, or they can make a donation. Is it better for the process for folks to donate cash or?
It's both. I think if they're going to donate supplies, we encourage people to look at the list that's on our website because those are the most needed items. I say that because if you donate like a specialty item, we cannot give that out during the regular push because it would be unfair to the 4,000 other kids. We always ask people if you're going to donate supplies, which is a great help, do so off the list that we have on our website. Monetary donations are also very well used. We order in bulk, purchasing in bulk what we know might not come in through the school supply drives that people hold.
4,000 kids, is that what this serves each year?
Actually, the number is closer to probably 6,000 to 7,000, but the 4,000 number is what we try to push out before the start of the new school year. We offer the school supplies throughout the year through our community clearinghouse.
And then we'll have the list on your Helping Hand Post, ballpoint pens that are black or blue, binders, 1 inch, blunt scissors, 4.5 inches, composition books, wide ruled, crayons, 24 count, erasers, folder paper, glue, 4 ounces, number 2 pencils, 2 pocket portfolios, rulers, spiral notebooks, 1 subject, wide ruled. A lot of the basic stuff, but
very basic items.
If you're moved by the fact that there are some folks in our community who are having these economic-based challenges, individuals, organizations, and corporations can do their own fundraising drives. You can volunteer to pack donated school supply kits.
Absolutely. I mean, I think there's so many different ways to support this effort that it really depends on what people's preferences are. We appreciate any and all help in different ways.
And after the bank locations are no longer accepting donations, should people bring them to your location weekdays 8 to 4:30 at your main office on Nimitz?
Yes, I think that would be the best. Right now, we're still building our list of also other community businesses that might want to do drives. So I would say check in on the website because there might be also more convenient locations.
And will this be for any homeless children too?
Or there are homeless children. We distribute through our partner network. So we have 100 plus partners who have children of school age that need support with school supplies, from families that are struggling with poverty but housed to families that are homeless.
Okay.
So it's a range. Yeah.
Right. HelpingHandsHawaii.org, where you can get that information online. 536-7234 if you want to give them a buzz. You can email them via a form at their website or hhh@HelpingHandsHawaii.org. The full interview, the radio feature, all the contact information, and all of our other previous Helping Hand guests at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.
The last statistics I've seen that I always like to share is that of the 190,000 plus public school students in K-12, close to 50% of them are from households that qualify for the free or reduced lunch program, which means those are all households that are struggling economically in some way. Talking about 88,000 plus students that are coming from households that are struggling. Half the student body population in the public school system. Any school supply drive you support, whether it's ours or somebody else's, is going to really go towards a good cause. The need is just so great.
That's humbling stuff. Yeah. Half the kids at public school getting free lunch is leaves a lot to ponder.
Yes, it does.
It's Jan Harada, President and CEO of Helping Hands Hawaii and the Ready to Learn program. Appreciate you doing that.
Thanks, Dave.